The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Rachel Morrow, Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Straight question. What did you make of this story, the unapproved Epstein files float, which I think appeared in, was it three St. Patrick's Day parade across Mayo and Galway? It has sparked a lot of outrage. Can I get your reaction to it?
Yeah, so I've looked at the video a number of times and I am shocked every time I see it. There is no excuse that would ever make it okay. So to be clear, we're talking about a rape float in a St. Patrick's Day parade. And it acts out a number of rapes taking place on the trailer, victims being chased by perpetrators wearing masks around the float. And this is all for entertainment. I can hardly believe what I've seen. And it was designed not to signpost victims of sexual violence towards support, but actually the aim was to trivialise and mock and joke about sexual violence. And it has no place anywhere. I found it absolutely sickening to look at. And particularly for someone like me and my colleagues who work in a frontline service that supports people who've been affected by sexual violence. And we know the deep, deep trauma that we deal with in Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and in rape crisis centres around the country every single day of the year. And this is an example of why survivors don't feel comfortable telling anyone what happened to them.
The organisers, to be fair to them, do seem to have been caught completely unawares. They don't seem to have approved this float. I think it's probably important that we say that.
Yeah, and I've seen that there have been apologies this afternoon, but there's also been some excuses in the face of something that is inexcusable. It's inexcusable that people thought this float was a good idea and that they brought this idea into something that then became a reality. And then they weren't stopped from driving it around the parade. And I think it's telling of the pervasive nature of sexual violence and the issues that are around it that enable this to happen. Like, not only does the float show at best bad judgment from the people who made it, but at worst, it's a malevolent move against survivors. We're already receiving calls in Dublin.
I was going to ask you, is this something you've got reaction to your phone lines on today?
Yeah, we have. So we run the National Rape Crisis Helpline. So we're getting calls from all around the country from victims who've been re-traumatized by looking at this video. And they're saying, this is what some people actually think. And so while I have the opportunity, I really do want to send a message this evening that if you have been affected by this, please do call us for support. We're going to be open all night, 24 hours. And as I said, we're already receiving calls from people. And I think that it really harks to the fact that for all the progress that we've made on this issue, there's still so much more to do. And there is a real danger of joking about sexual violence that you silence victims who are worried that if they speak out, they won't be believed. And out of self-preservation, they don't come forward for fear of negative reaction. And looking at the video today, I understand why.
You sound genuinely horrified by what has happened.
I'm really upset by it because, again, we work on the front line and we do see the trauma that sexual violence causes. And when there are these rape jokes going around, it just makes a mockery, like, not just of the work that we do and our goal is to eliminate sexual violence, but it's so hurtful to people who've experienced this issue. Like, I can't describe what a traumatic effect it has on your life. And it's very difficult to heal from, but you can heal from it. But videos like this set us back. And when you scratch away the veneer, sometimes you see something really, really ugly. And I think that's what I've seen today.
Okay. Thank you indeed for talking to us. I really appreciate you taking the time. Rachel Morrow there, Chief Executive of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. If you have been affected by any of the issues raised, you can contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre on the free phone 24-hour national helpline at 1-800-77-8888.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.